since that social rule on food is constraining, and since eating is natural, we should get rid of all constraints on food. Yay! Let's queer eating. You know, we've talked before about queer theory and how ridiculous it is. And one of the ideas in queer theory is that because some social norms, I mean, queer theory is essentially how did some things get to become normal? And that's a great subject, actually. But then queer theorists do what members of this culture so often do, which is take a really interesting and important subject and make a complete mess of it because they're so stupid. And in this case, they then argue that basically somehow it ends up that all social norms are inherently constraining and must be transgressed, which is why famous queer theorists from Foucault to Judith Butler have argued in favor of pedophilia and things like that. So they say basically that because part of the argument is because strictures against homosexuality are wrong, therefore strictures against all forms of sex are wrong. And I mean, this is the logical fallacy is just so obvious, but this is taught in universities all over. This is overrunning society, and it's just incredibly stupid that, once again, the notion that simply because some social rules are constraining, therefore all social rules are constraining and must be transgressed. And it's just completely absurd and dreadful. Their argument seems to be that it's not the act of pedophilia itself that is harmful. It is not the rape of children that is harmful. What is harmful are the social stories that are told about it that make children believe that it is harmful and therefore make children feel they've been harmed. The real harm comes not from the action, but from the stories we tell about that action. Of course, that's absurd. You know, maybe I'm being too harsh on queer theorists, and queer theory isn't as stupid as I've been making it sound. I actually think queer theory is pretty smart, and we need to apply it to other areas of our lives. For example, eating is natural, just like sex is natural. And we know that some religions make prescriptions on eating that are unnecessarily constraining. For example, I was raised Seventh-day Adventist, and we, like Jews and Muslims, weren't allowed to eat meat from pigs. I still remember the delicious thrill I got from being naughty as a late teen when I ate my first ham and cheese sandwich. Plus, it was really good. Well, since that social rule on food is constraining, and since eating is natural, we should get rid of all constraints on food. Yay, let's queer eating. Okay, so I'm going to make you some dinner. We'll start with a delicious salad made from chopped up roots from cicuta, or wild hemlock, and shredded leaves from angel wings, bleeding heart, foxglove, English yew, sun-dried only, and pokeweed. Only the finest, freshest, rawest, reddest leaves will be used. I'll sprinkle on seeds from the Othalanga tree, also called suicide tree, and pollen from mountain laurel. For ambience, I'll burn incense made from manchineel. The main course will be red tide mussel stew flavored with castor beans and that most delicious of mushrooms, Amanita phalloides, with a pinch of nux vomica to add a little kick. We'll wash it down with tea made from belladonna, sweetened with honey from yellow jessamine, and for dessert, we'll have cakes made from delicious bitter almond flour covered with apricot pit sprinkles. And don't worry, you won't die, or if you do, it'll be your fault for not being a good enough queer theorist foodie. Queer theorist foodies understand that it's not the cyanide that kills you, it's the social stories we tell ourselves about cyanide that are harmful. Bon appetit! We've now queered the poisonous, nutritious binary opposition. Yay! We win over reality. But of course, this meal is toxic, and not just because I'm a terrible cook. Some food prescriptions are not reality-based, and some are because the foods are harmful. Likewise, some sexual prescriptions are not reality-based, but some are because the sexual practices are harmful.